Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Very glad to have you with us. A big news day, even for a Friday. Lots of new faces and names moving to different places in the administration, plus outspoken critics. We will hear from Governor Mike Huckabee and Kayleigh McEnany before we're all done. It's Kevin McCullough Radio for a Friday. Don't go away.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so a very interesting day in our nation's capital today. Some people losing their jobs, some new people getting jobs, some people saying they want out of their jobs. It's going to be the talk of the town. I'm sure the Sunday morning talk shows will be all over some of this with speculation about who's leaving when and how often and everything. But we know of two people that are going to be in new posts. The new attorney general, Mr. Barr, William Barr, a former attorney general returning to the post, had actually been confirmed by a Democratic controlled Senate in the past, should and I emphasize with the capital letter should be confirmed without any problem. That was if we were in normal land and everything wasn't backwards because it's Pelosi Day or something. Who knows what it will actually turn into? Who knows how hard the actual argument will be made that this guy's got to be some sort of like right-wing lunatic because the president appointed him. But we will see. The president, very, very high on his pick, cut five.
Demonstrated an unwavering adherence to the rule of law, which the people in this room like to hear. There's no one more capable or more qualified for this role. He deserves overwhelming bipartisan support. I suspect he'll probably get it.
And what I hope he gets also is the key to the kingdom. I want this attorney general to have free rein to get into anything that he needs to get into. And if he wants to look at what the Department of Justice did during the time that they were supposed to be investigating Hillary Clinton and her emails or lack thereof, he better doggone have the freedom to do that. I don't want to hear, whiners, complainers from the judiciary or any other committee going, oh, well, he needs to recuse himself or he needs to, validate that he's going to leave the special counsel in place. So I'm at a Christmas party last night, and it was for Arthur Idala. By the way, Arthur, you throw the best Christmas parties. Thank you for having us. A lot of the AM 970 team from New York were there, and we were talking. But one of my office buddies, Mr. Yellen, came up, Darren. And he's like, Kev, tell the truth. Don't you think that the president's in a world of hurt, world of trouble? Don't you think that Manafort and Cohen? And when Darren talks, he kind of uses his hands. He kind of throws his hand out in the air, empty air, like he's like making some sort of point, like a college professor. And when he does, he kind of reemphasizes what he's like. And he's like, don't you think that he's going to go to jail? I'm like, no, I don't. And why don't I? Because, well, we played Kim Strassel's audio for you yesterday. There's in the most recent memo, and I know a lot of it was redacted, but if you read between the line, General Flynn didn't give up anything on Trump. He gave up stuff in criminal cases, but none of them related to Trump. Paul Manafort's going to go to jail, not for anything related to Trump. He's going to go to jail because he didn't pay his taxes from 10 years ago, and he made a lot of money and didn't pay any taxes on them. Michael Cohen, you know, whatever he has said thus far, none of it has added up to anything that indicts Trump. So then when I said all that, Darren said, well, I'm not going to talk about it now. So and that's typical. You know, just shut it down, move on. But he's like, you're going to be surprised. I said, okay. I reserve the right to be surprised. But I know one thing. Jim Comey back up on the Hill today, acting more guilty than innocent for a lot of reasons. Cut number two.
Director Comey is in there with two attorneys. The one that's from the Department of Justice has repeatedly, I would say at his gleeful acceptance, instructed that he will not be answering a great many questions that are clearly items at the core of our investigation.
That's Daryl Issa, who's running the committee that Comey's in front of. By the way, this isn't a public hearing. This is a private hearing behind closed doors, complete confidentiality. And why is there a DOJ attorney there telling Comey he doesn't have to cooperate with Congress? What is that about? Who at the DOJ gets to make up this decision that they're going to tell this former disgraced FBI director, who was a pathetic excuse for a director when he was there, partisan to the core, hyper-partisan in his application of fair law? Where does he come off getting the DOJ to say, well, he's not going to have to answer that? The purpose that Congress has pulled him up there for is to conduct their oversight of the executive branch as it relates to the malpractice of the Department of Justice. And you're not even in public. You don't even have to worry about people being in the room that aren't supposed to hear, don't have the clearance to hear what you're going to tell them. I'm so tired of this. It's kind of like when you know your children are just lying to you about why they didn't do thus and such, and you ask them about it, and you know, you can, it's written all over their face. Just deer in headlights. You know that they were just messing around, screwing around. They're supposed to be doing their homework. They failed the test. Why didn't you study? And they, I don't know. There's so much about this that is so many levels of wrong. And for the DOJ to give an attorney to go over there with him, and then his personal attorney, I don't care if he brings his personal attorney, he's allowed to have representation. But this dude played fast and loose, especially down the stretch of his final days there, did all kinds of things that broke protocol. And now he doesn't want to have to answer for his actions. I can't blame people for being a little bit irritated. Of course, try to convince Jerry Nadler of that. Cut four.
The entire purpose of this investigation is to cast aspersion on the real investigation, which is Mueller. There's no evidence whatsoever of bias at the FBI or any of this other nonsense they're talking about.
Yeah, well, Jerry Nadler. Jabba the Nadler. Here's the thing, and it's a truism. There's less evidence of Trump colluding with Russia than there is that Jim Comey played fast and loose with bias at the FBI. There's less evidence that President Trump had any collusion, conspiracy, contact with Russia to swing the election than there is that Jim Comey may have had bias while carrying out his duties. I just know that he didn't seem particularly bothered that Loretta Lynch sat with Billy Boy. Hey, how you doing? On the tarmac. I know that he came to a conclusion about Hillary's scrubbed emails that no other prosecutor that I've spoken to since came to. And he's not a prosecutor, so maybe that's why. And I know that Jim Comey's maybe the biggest fame whore on planet Earth. Like, you know, He gives Chuck Schumer a run for the money in terms of the most dangerous place on earth between him and a camera. And that's not how our FBI directors have normally operated. There's discussion on Capitol Hill that they may be wanting to bring Mr. Rosenstein back. Mark Meadows of the Tea Party Caucus addressed that today.
Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein's public statements that he did not really talk seriously about taping the president and invoking the 25th Amendment is not consistent with a number of other sworn testimony or transcribed interviews that we've had.
Oh, wait a minute. So when Mr. Rosenstein was saying that was all a big joke, they have a whole bunch of people that have sworn testimony that said it didn't sound like he was joking? Okay, let's bring him back up, too. You know what? Who says they have to go home for Christmas? Put them on Capitol Hill. Put them in front of the committee. Make them answer the questions. Tired of the games, people. So tired of the games. All of this needs to be done so that we can get back to running the country. Actually, the president's doing a pretty doggone good job of that, too. If you notice the economy, markets were off again today. But, man, is our economy humming. All right, up next, Kaylee McEnany. A little bit later, Mike Huckabee. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You shield my head in the day of battle.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle, the fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-Pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on my MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee, until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Ding dong, ding dong. That is the song with joyful ring. Caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Yeah, 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 yeah. While people sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Who better to keep her eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand and set her loose. National spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
There's no one more capable or more qualified for this role. He deserves overwhelming bipartisan support. I suspect he'll probably get it.
All right, so the Attorney General, I was dead wrong. I was totally wrong. I was wrong. Kevin was wrong. KMC was wrong. He was wrong. He was wrong. Because I really thought, maybe hoped, maybe secretly dreamed and wished that Lindsey Graham was going to be the next Attorney General and then Nikki Haley would be the next Senator from South Carolina. But that didn't happen today. President went in a different direction. And you know, sometimes he does that. Even Rex Tillerson's having trouble saying today that sometimes he just goes by instinct. Anyway, welcome to Friday. Glad you're with us. Kayleigh McEnany, welcome to Friday to you, too.
Hey, thanks so much. Happy Friday.
So there's a whole slate of new people starting new jobs. What do you think is the most impactful and how will they, and you know, why at this time in these particular positions?
Yeah, these are great choices. Heather Nauert is a fantastic choice. You know, she was put in the position or has been appointed to the position of UN ambassador because she's done such a fantastic job as State Department spokesperson and has also taken an active role in the State Department more broadly as an undersecretary as well. So she has just navigated the foreign policy territory, knows her stuff, and is an effective communicator, which is exactly what the UN ambassador needs to be. So great pick. And William Barr for attorney general, another great pick. He notably was attorney general during the Bush tenure, George H.W. Bush.
Right.
Did a fantastic job there, got a lot of Democratic support. So he's the man to do it this time as well.
Well, and again, this is I think these are like brilliant chess moves by the president, because you bring in someone that Democrats largely supported before, they're going to have a hard time painting him as some sort of partisan if he objectively looks at the Mueller probe and goes, you know, we're probably not fulfilling our charter here. We should probably take another look at this. They're going to have a hard time saying that it's some sort of, you know, personal friendship or partisan nature that caused any of that to happen.
That's right. And William Barr was confirmed by a Democrat-controlled Senate back in 1991 by voice vote. And that's notable. So Democrats supported him. And even Joe Biden's Judiciary Committee, they confirmed him 14-0. So, you know, that's a lot of support. You're going to have a hard time explaining why you voted for him then but wouldn't now.
Yeah. Interesting. What about General Kelly? Now, obviously, he seems to be exhausted. I was speaking with people earlier today. They say, you know, the president outpaces almost everybody that works around him. So he's going to wear some people out as they go along. But if you can't get like a multi-starred general to keep up with you, you're having a hard time, man. I mean, this is a tough job.
It is a tough job, no doubt about it. And the president, I mean, it's incredible. I don't think the man sleeps. He manages to speak to all these world leaders on a daily basis, govern and on the domestic front. And then on top of that, you know, hit the campaign trail hard. And General Kelly has been by his side, will continue for the time being at least. And, you know, it's a hard job, a tough job, but both of them have done an excellent job in their positions.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this new White House takes shape, because you're going to have new challenges from the Pelosi-led Congress, for sure.
Oh, for sure. And that will be one of the interesting things that we'll see come January, because as it was reported by Axios, she's loading a subpoena cannon. And Democrats have been pretty open about their will to investigate and their want to investigate. And Jerry Nadler being overheard on a train saying that he wanted to not just impeach Trump, but also to impeach Kavanaugh. It's going to be new territory come January, and we'll see if the Democrats have any interest in working with us on substantive issues.
But the problem with that, Kaylee, and people that are old enough to have lived through the Clinton impeachment, you know, the president strengthened his hand in the Senate. None of these people, even if they file charges to impeach, none of them are going to be indicted. They're not going to get guilty verdicts out of the Senate. This is a ginormous waste of time.
It is an absolute waste of time, especially because, as Peter Strzok said, there's no there, and that was with regard to Russian collusion, but there's no there on these other fronts. Their sole motive is to take down this president, to cast the Trump administration in the most negative light. So they're aimlessly floating around trying to come up with any topic that they think can demean and undermine the Trump presidency. That's not what the American people want. Poll after poll shows they want the parties to work together, but Democrats have not indicated they have any interest in that.
Yeah. All right. So, Kaylee, the president said he was going to wait until after the Bush funeral to really tout the success of the G20, and I found that to be very admirable on his part. We are past the funeral and the official proceedings. Obviously, the Bush family will have their season of mourning for however long they would like it to be. But what did we get out of G20? What did we get out of the trade deals? What do we need to do to make sure that these victories are secured here at home?
Yeah, we got a lot out of the G20, you know, the official signing of the USMCA, that's the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Recall the media said that could never happen, NAFTA could never be renegotiated. Well, in fact, we tore it up and got a much better deal with the strongest labor protections possible. Now, on top of that, China, apparently the president came in, the president of China, and for 45 minutes went down a 142-point list. and basically started caving on some of these issues that for 40 years China's really been taking us to town on. So just the fact that we're at the point of negotiating the removal of auto tariffs and fentanyl being reclassified as a controlled substance, it just goes to show this president's a great deal maker and he can move the immovable.
Yeah, I was talking about that actually at lunch today with some people, and it's just I don't think as good as the GOP field was in 2016, and probably the strongest field of qualified candidates that the Republicans have ever run in the history of the country, I don't think a single one of them would have been able to have the dual combination of being the outsider coming to Washington to clean it up and simultaneously play with that really, really delicate sleight of hand to get deals done in the fashion that this president has. It's been an interesting thing to watch, and we will see where it goes from here. But Kayleigh McEnany, always eager to get your analysis of what's gone on during the week. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, when we continue, more breaking news, and Governor Mike Huckabee stopping by for his weekly check-in as well. He's got some thoughts on a number of topics that we'll touch on today before we're done. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hope you're doing well, and we continue on this Friday. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows along with free shipping on this offer only money-back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's
312-588-9443.
Wait a minute.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be here. Very happy, by the way, that my friend Heather Nauert is now going to be the UN ambassador. I think it couldn't happen to a better lady. She joined us, of course, for the White House broadcast that we were at a little over a year ago. And before that, I had been with her, I don't know, dozens, maybe hundreds of times at the Fox News Channel. But really good lady and someone who's applied herself to the efforts of the State Department in a way that I'm kind of disgusted with her former boss. Did you hear about Rex Tillerson today? Rex. The interesting thing about this is that the former Secretary of State has now gone public with some of his criticisms, and it's in the Hill. And if it's in the Hill, then it's going to be picked up by probably a lot of the other outlets. So some of what Rex Tillerson says here is going to be taken out of context. But I'm going to tell you what he said anyway, because I would like to try to at least take a stab at telling you what I think it means. Former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he often had to push back on President Trump, telling him that some of his requests would violate the law. Now, I can just see it, New York Times tomorrow. Trump tried to break law. Texas oil man had to keep him in check. But this is the exact quote. So often the president would say, here's what I want to do, and here's how I want to do it. And I would have to say to him, Mr. President, I understand what you want to do, but you can't do it that way. It violates the law. He said this to the MD Anderson Cancer Center fundraiser last night in Houston. He'd say, I'd say, here's what we can do. We can go back to Congress and get this law changed. And if that's what you want to do, then there's nothing wrong with that. I told him I'd help him. I'd get ready. I'd go up there and fight the fight if that's what you want to do, he added. Tillerson and Trump would show frustration during those conversations. You understand why. Tillerson came from ExxonMobil, CEO. He was buttoned down, man. He did things by the book. He was a book following bookkeeper, if there ever was one. He says in his speech last night, and in large measure, I think he's right, that the president does a lot by instinct. So he may not understand that I want to do it this way means, well, the law doesn't currently allow us to do it. Doesn't mean he's asking anyone to break the law. He just thinks it makes the most sense to do it the way he's thought it up, whatever that specific issue may be. The former Secretary of State also said he believed that Trump was able to win the presidency because the public is disengaged on many important issues. I'll be honest with you, it troubles me that the American people seem to want to know so little about issues and are satisfied with 128 characters. Now, that's a dig at Trump's Twitter feed. He says, I don't want to come across as a criticism of him. He says, it's really a concern that I have about us as Americans and us as a society and us as citizens. Tillerson also said at the Houston event, there's no question Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election, which everybody has said. Why does the press report that as some sort of like watershed thing? Russians tried to interfere. The Russians bought Facebook ads. They tried to manipulate the system. But let me repeat the facts of the matter. The Russians bought about $92,000 worth of Facebook ads. That sounds like a lot of money, I guess, until you understand that the Trump campaign bought $90 million worth of Facebook ads. So it is not incorrect to say that Russia tried to mess with the election. They tried to mess with the one before that and the last 10 before that. They're probably going to try to mess with 2020. That doesn't mean that, number one, Trump had anything to do with it, and it certainly doesn't mean that they had any success in what they did. And you know what's interesting about all that? I haven't seen in the 2.5 years that we have been going down this ridiculously stupid and insipid trail, I have never heard one person be interviewed by any news person going, well, you know, I was thinking about voting for Hillary, but I saw that Facebook ad that Putin put out, and it just convinced me that Trump was the guy, blindfolded me, brainwashed me. I had no control over myself. I just had to go vote for him because that Facebook ad just compelled me. It made me vote against my wishes. You haven't heard that. You haven't heard anybody say, you know, I went into my voting booth in Dearborn, Michigan, and I pushed Hillary, and it just, like, shot over to Trump. Like, you know, I pushed the Hillary button, and then the Trump button lit up. You haven't heard that. We saw no issues with the ballots in terms of tampering or things looking suspicious. A whole bunch of states' attorney generals all are elections officials weighed in on those things. Supervisors of elections. So, yeah, Russia interfered in 2016, or at least attempted to. Nobody disputes that. Why the press keeps saying it, I guess because they just want you to think that maybe Trump had something to do with it. And that's the thing they have no evidence of. None. None, Mr. Darren. Yeah, and I don't think he's going anywhere, no matter how much you flap your hand at me.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on 2 premium MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on my MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com. Yeah, I'm sending you.
Serving governor in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
What has it been like to go from journalism into the day-to-day dialogue and discussion about how the world is running?
Yeah, so it's fascinating. One of the things that I loved most in my news career was heading overseas and reporting on American interests abroad.
That was Heather Nauert on the White House steps last year when we were broadcasting from there. She has just been named today the new UN ambassador. And there were some speculations that was going to happen already. But there's a whole slate of new people that the president has put forward. He's found his AG. He's making a change in a bunch of different areas. How impacting is that to an administration? And does he need to, if he has a Democratic House, does that change it at all? Someone who worked very carefully with Democrats and Republicans in his time as governor for quite some time in his state is Governor Mike Huckabee. And he rejoins us. Governor, it's good to have you back. And a Merry Christmas to you. I love saying Merry Christmas now all over the place. It's just, I'm going to Merry Christmas people to death this year. When you see the kind of, now this is the third or fourth kind of wholesale changes he's made in different aspects of his administration. Is this normal? Is this concerning? How do you read it?
Well, it's pretty normal after a couple of years for people to leave and go do other things, because being in the White House is an incredibly challenging job under the best of circumstances. And with this president constantly under attack by the opposition party and by the media, but then I repeat myself because they tend to be one and the same, I think it's especially difficult. So no one ought to be surprised that there's going to be a pretty big turnover in the administration after the, now we've gotten through the midterms. And I think at the beginning of the year, you're going to see a lot of changes. And that's fairly normal. There may be more than normal, because I'll be honest with you, this president is tough in that even though he's 72 years old, Kevin, he outworks everybody around him, and nobody can really keep up with him. It's a tough, tough gig.
Well, and you know that probably a little bit on the inside, having a daughter who's probably interfacing with him more often than almost anybody else in the administration. But it has also been an administration that has gotten a lot done in 2 years. And, you know, you look back at the last 8 years, or, you know, I hate to say this, but maybe the 8 years previous to that, and the pace was just way different.
Well, it is different. This is a president who never, it's almost like he never sleeps. He does get a little bit, but not a whole lot. And we've seen a dramatic turnaround of the economy. We've seen significant changes in our dealings with foreign leaders. This is a president who doesn't just let the Chinese and other countries push us around. He pushes back. He's taken a lot of criticism for it, but the net result is we have the Chinese attention. And they're now having to come to the table and redo their whole trade issues, which include the stealing of intellectual property and just outright trade agreement violations.
Sure. Well, and then, you know, there's a lot to be said about how tough he was with Canada and Mexico, but look how that worked out. USMCA became a reality because he was willing to even tariff our neighbors if necessary.
Those are the kind of things that people need to give Donald Trump credit for, even if they don't like him. because when it's all said and done and his presidency is concluded, there are going to be some legacies of sort of reestablishing America as a superpower rather than as a pushover. And we were a pushover for 8 years. We had a president who bowed to foreign leaders, who acquiesced to them, who said we need to lead from behind, who basically said America is just one of many nations of equals. This is a president who says, no, America is not the same as Luxembourg. It is not the same as Indonesia. We are strong, and we're going to act like it. And frankly, for one, appreciate that.
No, it's refreshing. Let's shift gears a little bit. The Mueller probe, you know, they say that there's new bombshells coming. I don't know if every time they say there's a bombshell coming, it always kind of hits. And, of course, all the media gullibles go, oh, yo, that's huge. Wow, look, that's just enormous. And then, like, you give it, like, a half a second, and it turns into, I don't know, that really wasn't that big of a deal. You've no doubt understood very complicated investigations, and when you're talking about the types of charges here, you know, if they were true, if the charges were true, it would indicate some, you know, real sinister, cynical criminality all the way to the top of the ladder. I think that we're so far down the you know, the trail here now. What happens to Mueller by the end of the year? Where does this go? He has the president's testimony. He's revisited every other witness that he's put under indictment. What's the future of the Mueller probe?
Well, I think there's been a lot of promises of bombshells. They all turned out to be smoke bombs. Who knows where he's going with this? But honestly, after all the millions of dollars in 2 years spent, I think it's time to say, Mueller, either you come up with something that shows that this president had collusion with Russia, or you shut this thing down. Because let's not forget, Kevin, the entire investigation was launched for one thing, not to go after whether Paul Manafort didn't pay his taxes 12 years ago.
Right.
It had nothing to do with it. It was whether Donald Trump colluded with Russia. We've chased every trail except the one he was sent to chase. And I think it's time to say, OK, Val, if you haven't got anything, we're done.
Yeah. And you're OK, by the way. I just want to make my listeners clear. Governor Huckabee's OK if the IRS wants to make Paul Manafort pay his taxes. You're not advocating bad behavior. You're just saying it has nothing to do with this guy.
Right. I mean, what they should have done is they should have caught him 12 years ago. You know, it shouldn't have taken a special investigator. Here's the irony. I don't know how much he should have paid in taxes, maybe $1 million, but we've spent $40 million to collect it. Now, by anybody's business model, that ain't a good return on investment.
No, it's terrible. Well, we've got some interesting days ahead. The new employment numbers were out. We're still all-time record low for the last 50 years in the. We've still got more jobs than we have job seekers. We added 155,000 jobs in November. We're going to see where this goes. I think it's going to be interesting once the new Congress is seated. The tone in Washington, we'll have to see what happens and how the president approaches it. Real quickly, Governor, what's on your highly rated TBN weekend broadcast?
Well, one of the features we have is Colonel Alan West. He's going to be talking about a book that he's just done, and it compares what's happening in Texas with really the trend of the country. And it's sort of, as Texas goes, so goes the nation. It's going to be a fascinating discussion. And I'll be talking about my brand new book called Rare, Medium, or Done Well. And the foreword, interestingly enough, was written by former President George H.W. Bush. And so the timeliness of its release during the same month in which he passed away.
Oh, wow.
It's a book about leaving a legacy, and I can't think of anybody who's left a bigger one in recent years than President Bush, and it was quite an honor to have him write the foreword to the book.
No, that's tremendous. And, Governor, we need to have you back to talk about that, because you gave me a little insight on that ahead of time. In fact, I think I even got a little scrib in the intro myself. So I'm very excited about this book for you, Governor. Yeah. All right. Check it out. Huckabee today, 8 and 11, Saturday and Sunday night only on TBN. Governor, we'll see you next week.
Look forward to it, Kevin. Thanks.
Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Right. Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle. The fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now. And if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have, but it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Happy Friday to you. It's going to be a big sports weekend. I was hoping to get Brett McHenry on today. She's in the full throes of the taping for the Fox Nation, so she wasn't able to join us. But there's a huge NFC East game, 4:25 on Sunday, Philly versus Dallas. I know the Giants fans. I know. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry for the Giants fans. I'm sorry for the Jets fans. Like, it's almost come down to which team is going to get the draft pick. Like, who can lose the most between now and the end of the season? Like, just, you know, start your third stringers. Like, just go out there. Actually, fire the third string. Go hire a bunch of high school and college kids and say, hey, everyone to play pro ball, and just, like, put uniforms on them and send them out there. You might score more points than you've been scoring. I'm not sure. Although I know Mr. Barkley would like to have someone kind of block for him so he can like at least get a few yards. He's actually, Saquon is having a really good year. He's number, what, 3 in the league right now? It's just, you know, it's such a lost cause otherwise. So it's going to be interesting to see what all happens there. And it will be a very bad weekend in Paris. They are expecting massive yellow vest protests. They're shutting down the Eiffel Tower. There are cars already on fire to protest Macron. And I want the people here in Washington to understand. You Democrats going there for the first time, you getting all excited because you got power back in the House. You want to try to start something with a gas tax. France is burning, my friend. It's not advisable here. It's just not. You got to stay away from that. All right. So, thank you to Arthur Idala for a great time at his Christmas party last night and birthday. It's kind of a joint thing. His birthday and Christmas, and they do all the thing at the same time. Arthur Idala, happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Your firm, your car dealerships. You are a renaissance man. I hear he's getting a radio show with us maybe in January. So coming on a Saturday here in New York, the Arthur Idala Show. But also want to say thanks to the folks at Mediaite because they let me sneak into their place last night, too. And I actually had the chance to tap Jim Acosta on the shoulder last night and snap a selfie with him. Now, I chose not to do it, but I could have. I texted Frank Morano. I said, do you think I should? He goes, do whatever you want. And then by the time I thought, okay, maybe I will, he had gone. He disappeared into the fine mist somewhere. Anyway, it's that time of year. Lots more next week. So have a good one, and we will see you on Monday.